238-7000.
And now, the men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to the next to the last edition of the Computer Corner for the year that is 2002. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors, talking to computers with you every Saturday morning.
Yeah, buddy.
That sounds a little hot there.
No, it's your imagination.
My garbage headphones.
Right.
And, of course, every week we try to bring a little bit of information, and just so that there's very clear understanding of why we do this, we just bring a bunch of stuff, post it on our website, talk about it a little bit on the show, and then expect if you're interested in this, you can go to the website and check out all the resources.
Or you could call in, and we have a couple of free lines open right now. It's 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
You want to talk to people today?
If they want to call in.
Oh, okay.
Or if for some reason you were outside of the Phoenix area listening to this show and said, hey, I want to call in, but I don't want to pay the bill. Guess what? We'll pay it for you. Call 1-800-564-5827, and we'll take care of the charges on that, and you can talk to us here on the Computer Corner.
Well, the lovely and talented Mike Howell, who is helping us put the show together every week now, came up with a bunch of resources for this week's topic, which is all about rebates. We thought it might be an interesting thing for all of you that went out shopping and bought things based on, predicated on getting some money back through a rebate. Figured we'd give you some tips and tricks on how to track, keep up with, and some of the unknown facts about rebates, especially in the electronics world.
We'll keep you from falling into the pitfalls of rebate hell.
I don't know about that.
And help you with a couple of tips on how to make sure you get paid. This time of year, of course, lots and lots of things are rebated, especially, it seems, geek gadgets. If you go down to that electronics store that rhymes with the name of a grocery store...
Well, they're everywhere.
They have almost everything that they sell has a rebate. In fact, they have special rebate programs with manufacturers that are only available through their stores. And
yeah, but you see the rebate boards are huge. They're in every store.
They're everywhere all the time, all the place. But, you know, we thought it was kind of related to computer stuff because there are lots of ways to... these days, submit your rebates online, track your rebates online, and some helpful resources and things that we've posted at our website, datadoctors.com/radio.
Yeah, and I mean, the bottom line on rebates, you know, a lot of people will say, well, why wouldn't they just give me the discount at the counter when I'm buying it, instead of me having to go through all this and mail this in, and, oh, I threw away the UPC code, and all the things that you didn't know you're supposed to do.
The discount at the counter is guaranteed. The rebate for them is not. So they're counting on the fact that a lot of people will buy it intending to send in the stuff, but won't get around to it, will lose something, will forget something, won't fill out the rebate form 100% accurately, or will misspell something so that there's no way they can send you the rebate, or a number of items. And so they're going with some numbers and counting on that fact, and they're allowing the retailer to advertise a price that's actually lower than what they're collecting. And even if you do end up getting everything right and sending these things in, and they do end up finally paying you, they got to use your money for a while, which is always a good thing for them, too. So there's a number of reasons why they do rebates instead of just lowering the price or giving you a percentage off at the register.
Yeah, here's a quote from one of the agencies that kind of tracks this thing. Manufacturers are counting on having a redemption rate of 30%. That means only one in three of you, 3.3 of you, is actually going to go through jump through all the hoops to get that rebate. That is just astonishing.
Wow.
30%.
Almost three quarters of the people who buy things that have a rebate never bother to get together all the information or forget to or run out of time or whatever the case may be. Almost three quarters of us don't ever get around to doing it. And so they're counting on that, and that's why they can afford to give those big rebates that they wouldn't be able to give off at the register.
Yeah, the next three guys behind you are not going to actually get the discount. So anyway,
right.
Lots of resources there, but of course the bottom line here is we're here to help you with your computer questions and problems, thus the name of the Computer Corner, thus the fact that the Data Doctors host this fine program every Saturday morning.
That's right.
Fine.
Now, if you're looking to call in, let me give you a little tip. You wait for somebody to hang up, and then you call 602-277-5827 because all those lines are already full. So again, wait for somebody to hang up, dial quickly. You'll have a better chance of getting in.
And if you're not able to join us for the entire hour and 45 minutes, don't fret. Mike Howell is taking notes, and we'll send a post-show kind of wrap-up through our newsletter system. You can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter right there at datadoctors.com. And we'll send a little follow-up message for the show, kind of covering some of the basic points that we covered on today's show beyond the rebates, the caller questions and tips and tricks.
That's right. 23,000 subscribers can't be wrong. It's quality stuff that
they could very easily be wrong.
Yeah, but they can easily get out if they were wrong, and
none of,
you know, they keep growing. So we have to assume that we're doing something right and giving you some quality information. So try it out. If you don't like it, you can always get out.
Yeah, one of the things was in last night's newsletter was a new kind of pop-up. Yep. As if they weren't bad enough, there's something new in pop-ups. And if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, we link you.
What do they
right
call those crazy things?
Kick-throughs.
Kick-throughs, that's right.
Yucky.
We got lots of terminology in the geek world.
Shall we invite our favorite young geek in the entire world in
Do we have a sound file for him over there yet?
No.
Or I have to make something up over here.
Yes,
all right.
The temporary sound file for the man, the myth, the legend that is Adam of Glendale, all of 12 years old. Adam.
Hi.
The politically correct greeting of Happy Holidays is extended to you.
Thank you.
Oh, the heck with it. Merry Christmas.
That works, too.
Hey, what's on the old Adam's acronym list this week?
Well, today we have another Christmas acronym. It's the holiday season. Why not? Today's acronym is GIFT.
G-I-F-T.
GIFT.
GIFT.
And it stands for Great Ideas for Technology.
Oh, like?
Like, well, you know, a lot of people want MP3 players now.
Is that
a
hint, Adam?
To get some people.
Huh? Is this a hint here for maybe your parents who might be listening, possibly?
Possibly.
Okay. No, I'm sure
for Santa?
Cyberclaw's got him all hooked up already.
Yeah.
MP3 players?
MP3 players, video games even.
Uh-huh.
A lot of new software.
Any particular video games that you know, kids might be interested in? Or young adults, excuse me?
Well, a lot of people I know like The Sims.
Yes.
And Maxis, or I should say EA, Electronic Arts, just came out with the new Sims Online expansion pack.
Right.
A lot of people he knows like that stuff.
You know what, though? I bet about 90% of the people listening have no idea what The Sims is all about. Can you explain that real quick?
Well, sure. The Sims is a game where you get to create your own person.
You simulate things, right?
Hmm?
You're simulating.
Yeah. Yeah, simulated.
Sims, see?
You create your own person, you have a budget to build a house and buy stuff. And then basically, your sim, the person you created, just lives in that house, and a lot of weird stuff can happen.
you get to pretend play like a parent or
well,
something.
It's a spinoff of the Sim City series that
right.
Some of you may have played in the past. Very engaging game where you basically build a city from the ground up, and so this is right down to the home level now. You actually go out to the nightclub and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Yeah, checking out the cyber chicks. Hey, okay, well, now, Adam, we had some suggestions, or a suggestion I thought was a pretty good suggestion for the Adam's acronym segment. Instead of you having to come up with something, he was saying, you know, Adam is obviously a pretty bright 12-year-old. Why not have Adam explain real technology acronyms? So I'm thinking for the
idea.
New year, starting next week, we'll kick the new year off a little early. And so your assignment from this point is to bring, it doesn't necessarily even have to be an acronym, it can be a term. We'll call it Adam's acronym term.
Acroterm.
Acroterms.
Well, I should only do acronyms because I might be invading on the Geek Speak of the Week.
No, sir. No, because you're going to be explaining real stuff, and we're looking for goofy stuff.
We make up silly stuff.
Okay.
Or find silly stuff for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, we received something here via fax from Tom in Mesa, who says he's a geek wannabe.
Yeah, you have to be if he's faxing.
It was addressed to the computer coroner.
Coroner?
That's who it was addressed to.
Really? The computer coroners?
That's coroner. Do you think I'm making it up?
Coroner.
Was that what it says?
I don't know.
Anyway, it says, Happy Holidays. Dear Ken and Brandon, wishing you a happy and joyous holiday season. We certainly hope you guys are getting Adam and Louie a Christmas present this year. Show your appreciation for their contributions to your program, and don't be cheap. $100 minimum gift value is in effect. Please present their gifts to them on your Saturday show so we can all watch them glow.
And if anybody asks, this was not my idea.
Yeah, well, you know, fantasies are good for people.
You know, we can trace faxes around here, Adam, and I really don't appreciate your father trying to duck out of his Christmas responsibilities.
This guy's obviously got us confused with the kind and gentle hosts of other radio shows.
You know, I started laughing like you did, and then I realized, wait a minute, you know, a few minutes airtime on KTAR?
Oh, yeah, here you go.
That's well over $100 value right there.
There you go. Adam, you want to plug something? That's our gift to you. You want to plug something? Your dad's studio or something?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you had your opportunity, yeah. And the time has now passed.
Well, we tried, Tom.
Oh, I'm going to be sending in a new jingle sometime.
Yes, you will.
Yes, a new one.
We'll get it together. Hey, Adam.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for helping out this year, and obviously we're going to make it even... You're going to be more of the show as the time goes on.
Okay.
All right?
We'll see about that.
Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to the rest of you, so we're politically correct.
And while he's searching for a new soundtrack to the Adam's Acronym tune to send to us, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back,
Rick, Skeet, Mike, Ken, everybody's waiting for help on their computer questions.
Stick around. It's the Computer Corner News, Radio 620, KTAR.
There goes the Spider-Man.